Dagla Vadazar Parake Mishnah Yud Beit Halokei Klei Tash Mishmin Agoy. Somebody who buys clay su'uda from a guy, kelim that are used in the preparation or eating of food, and the kelim are made out of metal, or of earthenware covered with metal, or of glass. Eshadarko lahatko yatko. If the derech is to be tova the kli, and the tefillah would be sufficient in such a case, the Yisrael must tova the kli in a mikvah before he uses the kli. As it did is that any clay su'uda that is bought from a guy, before Yisrael could use it, he must be tova the kli, even if the kli was never used before, or even if the kli was used, but it was used only for cold food. So therefore, even if foods that are also to Yisrael was put in the kli, those foods would not penetrate the kli since they are cold. So therefore, there is no isurim in the kli. Even so, the Yisrael must be tovel the kli in a mikvah before he uses them. Lahagil, yag. But if the kli was used in the preparation of hot foods, such as pots, that foods were cooked in them by the guy, and then the Yisrael buys the kli from the guy. So now, since the guy used them for hot foods, the isurim, the foods that were also penetrated the kli, so the Yisrael can't use it until he gets that isur out of the kli. So what he must do, he must clean out the kli real well on the inside and the outside, and then be magol the kli, to put the kli in a vat of boiling hot water. Then he would take the kli out, be tovel the kli in a mikvah, and then the Yisrael could use the kli. Lalabein ba'or, yalabein ba'or. If the Yisrael buys a kli suited from a gut that is singed in a fire, that the kli is used directly on the fire, and there is no water or juice in the kli while it is used, it's not used for cooking, instead it's used for grilling or baking, in such a case, before the Yisrael uses the kli, he must singe the kli in a fire to put the kli directly in a fire until sparks start shooting out from it. That's called liban. After he does the liban, the Yisrael would be tovel the kli in a mikvah, and then the Yisrael could use the kli. Hashbud v'haskala, a spit that is used to put foods directly in the fire, or a metal grate in which foods are grilled on, melav number four. If Yisrael would buy these from a guy before he uses them, he must do liban in a fire until sparks shoot out. And since these kelim are put directly in the fire, liban is required. Hasakin shafa behi tahora. If a knife is bought from a guy in such a case before the Yisrael could use it, he must rub it down on a metal sharpener, or to stick it in the ground and take it out 10 times. Only after that could the Yisrael use a knife. But even after that, he can only use a knife for cold foods. If he wants to use a knife for hot foods, then liban is required, as on occasion, knives are stuck directly in the fire, so therefore you have to do liban if you want to use a knife for hot food. Now, even though we said over here that a sakin is bought from a guy, even to be used for cold foods, requires to be rubbed down on a metal sharpener, that's only for a knife. But other kalim that are bought from a guy, even if the kalim were used on the fire, if the Yisrael only wants to use the kalim for cold food, in such a case, you don't have to do liban or hagalah. It would suffice just to wash off the kli well and to be tovel, and then the Yisrael can use it for cold foods. Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The reason why this Maseches is called Maseches Avos is because this Maseches deals with Dibrei Musar Umidos, how a person should conduct himself. And Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, Derech Eretz precedes the Torah. If a person wants to succeed in learning Torah, he must work on improving himself. And the Vilna Gaon said that the main purpose in a person's life is to improve his midos. So therefore, the Masechta is called Avos. It is like a father to the Torah. Now, a person should not think that even though Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, the Dibrei Musar Umidos in this Masechta was not included in the Torah. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, and he did not just receive the mitzvahs of the Torah, he also received all the Dibrei Musar Umidos that are in this Masechta from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. They are included in the Torah, Umasra Lihoshua, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah to his Talmud, Yehoshua ben Nun, the Yehoshua Lizakanim. And Yehoshua then gave over the Torah to this Kanim. This Kanim were Marech Yamim. They lived for a long time after Yehoshua, and those of Canaan gave over the Torah to this Canaan from the next door, and so on, until the time of the Nevi'im. Included in this Canaan are the Shoftim that rolled over Klal Yisrael until the times of the Nevi'im. Who is the Canaan LeNevi'im? And after the Tekufa of the Shoftim and this Canaan were up, they gave over the Torah to the Nevi'im. The beginning of the Tekufa of the Nevi'im started with Shmua HaNavi. Shmua HaNavi received the Torah from Eli HaKohen, who was the last of the Shoftim. Unaviim Mathrua La'anche Knesset HaGdola. The Neviim passed down the Torah from generation to generation until the Tekufa of the Neviim was finished at the time of the Anche Knesset HaGdola, the Chachamim of the Great Assembly. This was in the beginning of the second Beit HaMikdash. Included in the Anche Knesset HaGdola were many Neviim, including Chagai, Zechariah, Umalachi, who were the last of the Neviim. After the time of the Anche Knesset HaGdola, there was no longer any Neviim. So therefore, since in the times of the Neviim, if a person wanted to know how to improve himself in Ruchnius, he would go to a Navi. And the Navi would give the person direction how to conduct himself. And now in the times of the Anche Knesset HaGdola, there was no longer any Nevuah. So therefore, they felt they had to set down certain klalim, certain rules, as to how a person should conduct himself. Heim amru shlosha dvarim. They used to say the following three things. Havi mitunim bedin. When a person is judging a din Torah, he should judge deliberately. He should not give a psak quickly. He should think about it first. Bahamidu talmidim harbe. A person should establish himself with many talmidim, as after the tekufa of the Neviim, great emphasis was placed on teaching Torah. Ba'asu siyad l'Torah. And the Chachamim should make fences and buffers to the Torah. Meaning to say, it's not enough that a person simply is not over on the Isurim in the Torah itself. And the person has to be marked himself, distance himself very much from coming even close to being over on what the Torah says. So therefore, the Chachamim in each door have to make siyagim and gedarim. They have to offer certain things, even if they are mutter, min haTorah, in order that a person would not come close to being over al Dibrei Torah.